Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Hey, Laura, I got a credit card statement today with two charges from your company. I'd like for you to explain them to me. $95.94 and $99.94.
Okay, sir, what product did you order?
I just purebodyclean.com and purebodylean.com.
Okay, what is the name on the account?
Dennis, Dennis, Depolite, Depolite.
Okay, and the shipping address, please?
26186 Morning, Morning, Dove, Dove Drive, Bush, Louisiana, 70431.
Okay, sir. I see that there was a trial offer. It looks like it was for the Ultra Testo and the Ultra NO2.
Yes, correct. I did sign up for the trial offer, paid that fee, that shipping fee, but I did not sign up to pay $200. I don't understand what that's for.
Okay, the trial offer that you accepted is a 14-day trial. You pay the shipping and handling cost, and you receive 14 days of trial. After the 14 days of trial, after those 14 days of trial, you are billed for the product.
I guess I didn't read the fine print. So how do I get out of this? I do not want the product. This wasn't clear to me that I would have to pay $200 for that product.
Okay, sir. And have you already used the product?
I used the trial product, yes, for the 14 days.
Okay. Now, the only thing I would be able to do on your auto subscription is I can place a 35% discount for you today, but that does not remove the charges for the end of the trial.
Okay. So you're saying that it was a scam, if you will, that because it was not clear that it would cost me $200. Why would I pay for shipping for something? That's what the trial was for. And then all of a sudden they're going to bill me $200 for this?
Did you not read the terms of service, sir? It lists the retail price of each product, and it states that you only have 14 days.
Well, I understand that, and I got the product, but I didn't realize, maybe I didn't read it enough. I always read the fine print, but I guess I didn't notice anywhere where it said I would have to pay for the full product. So, but in any event, you already got paid for it. So I'm just trying to make sure this doesn't happen to me again.
I understand, sir. So you think even if we can get you, you know, I can place my own personal discount so you can receive 50% off. Did it work out for you? Did you like how it, you know, the results that you're seeing?
No, I did not. I didn't find that there were any significant results. So I do not want to continue to get this product, mostly because I'm angry about this. If it had been more clear, and I know that's the way business works. You don't make it clear, and so that people misunderstand, which I did. I guess I didn't read the fine print. If you're telling me that it was clear in the fine print that I would have to pay this full amount, and it just doesn't make any sense. Why would you send a trial offer for shipping and handling only and then have to pay for the product anyway? I just don't understand. I understand that.
So if you cancel within the 14 days, you call in and you give the feedback on the product and you cancel, all you pay is the shipping fee.
Okay,
so that's
what I like to do. I don't want the product.
Okay, well, you're out of the trial period, sir, so you're still going to be billed. I mean, I can get my supervisor to approve you for a 75% discount, but if you don't want to do that, I would simply cancel out the auto subscription.
Well, if I get the 75% discount, then can I still cancel?
That's only going forward, sir. It's not going to go towards what you've already been billed.
Okay, so there's no discount on what you've already been paid for, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay, well, who do I talk to about you getting out of this completely? I would try the product further, but not at this price. There's no way.
All right, so if you don't want to accept the discount, I'm just going to simply cancel out the auto subscription, and I have a cancellation number when you're ready.
All right, wait, you're talking about when you cancel it out, that means going forward, this will not happen again. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. So I'm liable for the – you already got paid for that, so it's between me and my credit card company is what you're saying.
Have you already disputed the charge?
No, I just got the bill 5 minutes ago.
Oh, what do you mean by between you and your credit card company? I don't understand.
Well, what I'm saying is that I don't want to pay this $200. You well, already got, so I kind of don't think that y'all would care what I say. You know, you've gotten paid from a credit card company already.
That's correct. So, I mean, you know, even with a credit card company, it's a valid charge. What they do is, I'm not sure if they've ever explained to you, they will contact us for the IP address. So they use that to verify the shipping fee that you paid and the delivery. Once they verify those two things and they view the terms of service that you agreed to before you put the card in, then they're going to deem the charge as valid. So even the credit card company, they're not able to refund the charge to you.
Okay.
But I can definitely cancel it out. That way you won't be billed again. If you want to hold just a moment for me, I'm going to see if my scissor will allow me to place my own personal discount on there for you. That way you can be refunded that 50%. So just
Thank
take
you.
A few moments, okay? Hold on the line for me.
Thank you.
All right, so she did go ahead and approve me, so I'm going to place that 50% customer courtesy for you, and it'll take 3 to 5 business days, and it'll also go to your email to confirm that.
Okay, now how am I going to get that 50% discount back?
It'll just go back to the card.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that, so it's going to be a credit of $95.94, and I'll still be liable for $99.94. Is that what you're saying?
You'll see a credit in the amount of $49.97 and $47.97. It'll be two separate ones.
Okay, so I got that two different credits. Okay, so if I deduct those numbers from my bill and pay the balance, and I'll be good with the credit card company, and you're giving me 50% off is what you're saying, right?
That's correct, sir.
Well, thank you for that. At least I appreciate it.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 97408.
Okay.
And C as in Charlie, 97381.
Okay. So I'm going to put the new cancel, correct?
I'm sorry?
I said, so I am effectively canceled from this. I will not be getting any more bills. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's right.
And as far as my credit card is concerned, I can deduct 99, 97, and 97. Wait, 90? I got 49, 97, and 47, 97. I can deduct that from my balance, and I'll be good with my credit card company. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for your. You've been very kind. I'm sorry if I sound angry. I'm not angry.
No problem, sir.
I didn't expect it. So thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.